You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB is hosting a series of events aimed at black and minority ethnic adult communities, the next of which is coming up in Preston on the 14th of February. Here to tell us more about it is Nicola Stanley Dickinson, National Involvement and Engagement Officer for RNIB. Nicola, it's great to have you back.
Hello.
Can you tell us what's going to be on offer at the Better Together Information Day?
Yes, absolutely. So on the 14th of February, we have the Better Together Information Day. Now, the reason we called it Better Together is because it's a multi-organisation event. So there's multiple organisations who work with people with varying levels of sight loss. So the event is a chance for people aged 16 or over from black and minority ethnic communities to listen to presentations, to get hands-on with a variety of technology demonstrations, kind of almost a try before you buy approach. And there'll be, stall holders for people to talk to find out what's available in the local area, direct from the organisations who support blind and partially sighted people. So we're aware, just to mention, that many, many people rely on support of their family, their friends and carers. So what we've decided is that this event is actually open to those people as well, because we don't want unnecessary barriers in the way. So yeah, the more the merrier to come along.
Fantastic, and lots to look forward to. There's, as you say, a full program of guest speakers on the day. What sort of topics will be covered?
Oh, a whole raft of stuff. So there's things like eye health and early diagnosis, support following diagnosis, reading services and transcription, employment, getting active and well-being, volunteering and other ways to get involved. So, you know, and throughout the day, there'll be a variety of chances for people to have a look at the different tech as well. You know, whether that's for making a drink or, you know, all the way through to the higher tech stuff. So we will have Optelec, who will be there on the day, and there'll be a variety of technology that Galloway Society for the Blind and RNIB will be demonstrating as well. So, yes, you know, people will be able to have a look.
And we mentioned Better Together as that theme. Who are the partner organisations that RNIB is working with around the event?
So the organisations are Puckar Disability Resource Centre. So these are based in the city centre, and Puckar support not only people with visual impairment, but pan disabilities and anybody from the black and minority ethnic community. And Galloway Society for the Blind, who I've also mentioned, so they're based in Penwitham, but they cover other areas in Greater Lancashire, and they are sight loss specific. Third organisation are Sightline Vision. Now, this organisation offer a befriending support to people, particularly around sight loss. And RNIB, who obviously we work with, who support, you know, people from all different communities, regardless of which community that a person identifies with. So, yeah, as I say, this event's available to people aged 16 or over. The whole idea of this is to raise awareness of support available, which the information day will certainly highlight. The services, that I've mentioned are free for people to access. And, you know, each organisation, we will tailor the support depending on the person's need. You know, somebody can access as much or as little as they like, whether that's activities or support. It's also in a variety of ways. So Sightline Vision Northwest, it's telephone based. RNIB do a lot of telephone and online services, as well as face to face. And, you know, Puckar and Galloway Society for the Blind also have services you can access in a variety of ways. So, yeah, my message really for the Better Together Information Day is really simple. Come along, find out what's available. We'll even feed you on the day. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Why is it especially important for RNIB to speak to members of the BAME community directly at events like this?
I don't think there's any substitute for face-to-face contact, and RNIB are really looking to expand the range of customers that we talk to. And in order to do that, we need to be reaching out in this way. You know, we wouldn't necessarily reach out to people through Facebook groups. Some people we do, but some people we don't. You know, everybody's different. So this is just a way for us to try something different and see how it works. What we're keen to do is to really understand, you know, what other ways can we reach out to a variety of communities. We want to ensure, as I say, we have a diverse range of people that we talk to. You know, our RNIB, we really do listen to customers, you know, the lived experience of what's important to them and the challenges that they face. So unless we speak to people, you know, it's very difficult to understand whether we're doing the right thing. And I'm really pleased that, you know, with RNIB's strategy, we really have ramped up the focus, you know, lots of things that we're working on, like raising awareness of public perceptions, ensuring accessibility of products and information, you know, the list goes on. So, you know, that's all come from directly listening to customers. And this event's no different. You know, on the day, there'll be a real chance to talk to people face to face about their experiences and see how they feel the day's gone and what we can do next. You know, this isn't the one and only event. There will be more to come.
And how can people find out more information about the Better Together Information Day on the 14th and sign up?
People can contact myself if they like. So the mobile number is 07736462071. Or they could contact me on email at Nicola, all lowercase, N-I-C-O-L-A dot Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, hyphen Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N, at rnib.org.uk.
Well, we wish you all the very best for the Better Together Information Day on February the 14th. Nicola Stanley Dickinson, National Involvement and Engagement Officer for RNIB. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks so much.